just need like a really good business owner. Just give me a time. Give me the time of day.
Thank you for calling Outfit Ventures. This is Christina. Let me assist you.
Hey, Christina. Is Rob there?
Sure. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, and what is this call regarding?
I'm just calling about some financing you guys did with Bank of the West.
Okay. And is this by chance a solicitation of any services?
No, I'm just following up. I had spoken with Rob like several months back, and he said to call back kind of towards the end of the year.
And remind me of your name. You said Olivia?
Olivia.
Okay. With what bank again?
The Bank of Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Perfect. Hold on one moment, Olivia.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Rob Carpenter.
Hi, Rob. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How's it going?
Good. I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke several months back, but I just want to follow up with you again. You are pre-approved with us still for equipment financing and working capital for up to $250,000. So I just kind of wanted to see if you had any needs towards the end of the year here.
What can the equipment financing be used? Just for physical fixed assets?
You know, what type of equipment would you be looking for? I mean, it's really can be, yeah, mainly physical, though. Or, you know, actually, it could be computer system if you guys need upgrades.
Yeah, just because the reason I ask is we're a software company, so we don't really have any fixed assets. The only thing is that right now we're considering an acquisition of another company. So is another company considered an asset that we could use that towards?
I have actually never been asked this question. But
yeah,
I mean,
you got to keep the day interesting.
Can I put you on hold for just like a really quick second?
Yeah, we're looking to acquire another mobile development firm in another market.
Okay, so it's a mobile development firm. And how much does that cost to acquire them?
I don't know. We're still in the early stages of figuring out pricing and valuation and things like that, but I'm looking at putting down for the transaction somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000.
Okay. Well, we can definitely help out with that, actually. So it really depends on... we can help out with that. We have programs where we can get you that kind of capital.
Okay. Do you
know what
you're... with somebody first?
No, I'm looking at our programs right now, and it might not fall under equipment financing. It might fall under, you know, one of our working capital or credit programs, but we definitely could get you that kind of money so you could acquire or at least put some money down to acquire them. Mm-hmm. What are your gross annual sales like?
About 1.2 for this year, and we'll probably do 2 or 2.2 next year.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's definitely within the range of what we could get you. We can usually free up about 10% to 15% of your gross annual sales. And so it's a mobile development firm. Do they have like an application out right now?
So they're another service-based firm like we are. So they're doing about $500,000 in revenue. So they're about half our size. And they're based in London, and we're based in Denver. So it would be an opportunity for us to acquire an established company, get a foothold in a new market, and be able to sell to the entire European continent while still utilizing the company we bought last year that's in India. And
oh,
so we
perfect.
Can internally develop software to 1/10 of the cost of a lot of other firms.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And what kind of software do you guys develop?
So we develop custom iPhone and Android applications and databases and web applications. About 50 to 60% are in some variation of business services, social media, shipping and logistics, or manufacturing.
So do you guys just like do this for companies, like someone kind of says, I have an idea, and they come to you, and then you guys actually build the whole application for them, back-end, front-end, like the UI design
right,
and all
exactly.
of that? Okay, yep. So you do everything, even the graphics, if there was like a like a game where they had like, you know, to make it like fun and young. You guys do all, so it's full service.
Full service.
Oh, that's awesome. How long have you guys been in the industry?
Since 2012.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So you guys are doing really well for being relatively young.
Relatively. We're backed by a couple of angel investors, so that always helps.
Okay. So, but you guys are out of the startup phase, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. We're rounding on 5 years at this point. We're between our Denver office and our office in India, we're up to 27 employees, and we're hiring 8 more right now.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like you guys are growing.
Quickly.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you guys need additional capital for some of that, like, the new personnel?
No, to acquire that firm.
Okay. Okay, just for the acquiring the firm is all you would need it for. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
And so what do you think your like return on investment is going to be once you guys get that and with the European market that you're going to be able to add on?
I don't know. We'll have to see. We're still working that out. I don't even have final numbers yet on the value of the company, but obviously we're looking for a, you know, 2 to 3 times X the acquisition price.
Okay. That makes sense. And how long have they been around?
They've been around for about 4 years.
Okay, so they're also pretty, like, about on par with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. What's your guys' interest rate on the working capital?
So it really just depends. What is your credit like? Because that's a big factor.
My credit or the company's credit?
Are you the 100% owner?
I own 65%.
65, so it would be you and is there one other owner?
Two angel investors and then some equity out to employees.
Okay.
So I own 65 and then it's like 15 for one investor and 13 for another investor. And then the employee with the most equity is at like 5%.
Yeah, so we'd probably just do your credit since the investors are just like silent, but so we'd probably just end up running your credit. So would you say it's good, bad, somewhere in the middle? We do, it's personal credit that we go off of, but the loans are on your business credit.
Okay. My credit's really good. So I have a 750.
Oh, 750. Yeah. So you would definitely qualify for one of our better programs with like a lower rate.
And what is that lower rate?
You know, it just really varies. I couldn't give you an exact number without the application, but it's a really simple process. If you're interested, it's just a 1-page app, 6 months bank statements, and the first 2 pages of your most recent business tax return.
And is it a securitized line of credit?
We have both, so we would just try to qualify you for the best thing possible, and then we would just kind of go from there and let you know.
Okay. All right. Well, it's something to consider. We're probably 3 months away before we would need any capital to close the deal. And obviously, I have the investors that could be potentially putting in another round of capital.
Uh-huh.
So why don't you go ahead and just send me some information about your guys' organization, founders@appitventures.com, and then go ahead and reach back out in December.
Perfect. And then, so you would find out in December if they want to, if the investors are going to help you acquire that firm?
Yeah, I mean, we can do it off of cash flows, but if we can utilize working capital to reduce how much we have to spend in cash on hand, that helps. So really, it's just more of getting through the not only the negotiation process, but the due diligence process to make sure an actual deal is going to happen.
Okay, and so you think that you'll know something in December, or it should be kind of like wrapped up in a box by December?
I'll know something in December, and then the closing time frame is likely anytime between January and March.
Okay, closing in January and March. Wow, I didn't realize it takes several months to acquire a firm like that, but I guess that makes sense.
Quite a process.
Awesome. All right, well, I will definitely send you an email here in just a few minutes at the founders@appitventures.com.
All right, perfect. And, thank you so much.
All right, thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye, Rob.